Sith Saber Gavar Kai sat in the captain's chair on the bridge of the Black Wave, the Chase Master frigate that had once belonged to Sarasu Talon. Filling the viewscreen was the spherical shape of his homeworld, green and brown and blue and lavender. Kai regarded the lush planet with heavy-lidded eyes. For so many years, Kesh had been isolated from the events of the galaxy, and Kai found he had decidedly mixed feelings about returning. Part of him was glad to be home, as was the case with every member of the Lost Tribe. He had spent his entire life here, until a scant 2 years ago. Deeply embedded in him were love for its beautiful glass sculptures and purple sands, its music and culture, its casual brutality and its orderliness. For more than 5,000 standard years, the tribe had dwelled here, and with no other option, had, as was the Sith way, made the best of it. The ancient vessel, Omen, had crash-landed, and the survivors had set about not merely to exist in this world, but to dominate it. And so they had. They had managed to both embrace the Kashiri, the beautiful native beings of Kesh, and subjugate them. Those who were deserving, strong in the Force, and able to adapt to the Sith way of thinking and being, could, with enough will, carve out a place for themselves in this society. Those who were not Force users had no such opportunities. They were at the mercy of the ones who ruled. And sometimes, as was the case with Gavar Kai and his wife, there was mercy, even love. But most often, there was neither. Two, those who gambled to increase their standing and power and lost seldom lived long enough to make a second attempt. It was a very controlled society with precise roles. Everyone knew what was expected of him or her, and knew that in order to change their lot, they would need to be bold, clever, and lucky. Gavar Kai had been all of those things. His life on Kesh had been good. While, of course, he had his eye on eventually becoming a lord, perhaps even a High Lord, if opportunities presented themselves or could be manipulated, he was not discontent with where he was. His wife, though not a Force user, supported him utterly. She had been faithful and devoted, and raised their tremendously promising daughter, Vistara, very well. And Vistara had been the most precious of all things that had belonged to Gavar Kai. Discipline was something every Sith child tasted almost upon emerging from the womb. It was the duty of the parents to mold their children well. Otherwise, they would be unprepared to claim their proper roles in society. Beatings were the norm, but they were seldom motivated by anger. They were part of the way that Sith parents guided and taught their children. Kai had not looked forward to such aspects of discipline, preferring to explore other methods such as meditating, sparring till exhaustion, and withholding approval. He had found, to his pleasure, that he had never needed to lay a hand on Vistara in reprimand. She was seemingly born to excel, and had her own drive and ambition such that she did not need his to encourage her. Kai, of course, had goals and ambitions for himself. He had greater ones for his daughter. Or at least, he once had. His reverie was broken by the sound of the comm beeping, indicating a message from the surface.
"Message from Grand Lord Vol, Saber Kai,"
said his second-in-command, Tola Anax, adding quietly under her breath,
very prompt indeed."
"I expected as much. Once he received my message," Kai said, "I will speak with him